This is the last weekend the government will pay you to trade in that clunker for a new, more fuel-efficient car. The Cash for Clunkers program ends Monday. That leaves just three more days to get a rebate of $3,500 to $4,500 when you unload your old gas guzzler and buy something a little greener. The deal was a big hit with American car buyers, so much so that Russia is planning to implement a similar program. From Moscow, Jessica Gallagher tells us about what you might call rubles for wrecks.
Russia's trade and industry ministry hopes to boost auto sales by offering motorists who trade in their dilapidated cars about $1,550. There are two conditions. The cars have to be more than 10 years old, and the rebate only goes towards the purchase of a Russian-made car. Lawmakers hope to implement the plan by early next year. Anton Antonov just bought himself a brand-spanking-new Ford Focus. When asked whether he would have turned his old clunker in for a rebate towards a Russian-made model,
"Are you kidding me? Russian cars are crap. I would never buy a Lada or a Volga. They can design tanks, but they can't design a car that runs well and is comfortable."
Russian brands like Lada, based on the Fiat design from the 60s, and the tank-like Volga aren't the only vehicles that are eligible for the rebates. Cars made in Russia by companies like Ford, Renault, General Motors, and Volkswagen are also eligible. Even so, Antonov says he would never purchase a vehicle that was made at a Russian plant.
"The Ford I bought was made in Germany. I trust the factory there because I think Germans pay more attention to the detail and the Russians don't. I want something which I'm safe in."
Sergei Kanaev analyzes the foreign car industry for the Society of Protection of Car Owners' Rights in Russia. As the organization's name implies, there's plenty of protection needed.
"I think Russian-produced cars are the worst available on the market. There's not one Russian model that can compete with its foreign equivalent."
Kanaev says the problems are the same they were in Soviet times. Bad engines, bad brakes, faulty windshield wipers. He says even when the government was flush with oil money, it did nothing to make the industry better and more competitive. Just gave it protection, slapping a 15% tariff on imports.
"The government has admitted that the custom duty increases have had limited or no positive effect on the automobile market. The results will be slim until the government realizes that only a free market will allow for safe and good cars."
German expatriate Sven Impa has lived in Moscow for nearly 2 years. Kanaev's grim predictions aren't deterring him from buying local. He says he's all for the Cash for Clunkers plan.
"I think the Russian cars are really cool. I'd love to have a Lada or a Volga. I know it's not safe, but if I ever get into an accident, who cares? It's not like I'm driving a Mercedes or BMW, and I can actually afford to fix it."
For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.